Hey guys, this is Phoneboy, and I'm going to try to experiment with something here on SoundCloud. We'll see how this goes. One of the thoughts I've had recently has to do with personal productivity, and I've been listening to podcasts by Merlin Mann on 5x5, particularly Back to Work. And I love Merlin Mann, but for somebody who's supposedly a personal productivity guru, he sounds not very organized. But but I love him in any case. It's the stuff that he talks about or the non sequiturs are just fantastic. So he's done a series of podcasts talking about the getting things done system, which I've read about. I haven't read the book five times like he has. What I have done is the Franklin Covey stuff, which, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I've been through the course on that. I've lived that for a while. And what I've realized is that all of these the systems are all more or less the same. They give you sort of a different way of looking at things and sort of putting things in their proper place. And I think the challenge that I have is not necessarily there's elements of it. I think I have a challenge of sort of reevaluating things on a regular basis as to whether I really need to do them or not. But this concept that Merlin has kept mentioning is this one of a trusted system. And the idea of a trusted system is, for me, is a challenge because even though in reality work and life are kind of blend together, I mean, I work at home. I've been working at home for a long time. So that concept of work and life sort of blending together is not very foreign to me. But the reality is the data for work, life, and all these other places are in different places. Even in work, there is different places where, that are essentially inboxes for stuff, right? So for example, everything sort of comes through Outlook at some point in my life at work. There's also a ticketing system for different things that I do. There's also at home, there's email, there's the wife honey-do list, there's all kinds of stuff. And so it's the challenge is, sort of consolidating all that and saying, okay, what is it that I've got to do? And I struggle with the concept of, okay, so if a trusted system is a place that, is basically your inbox where all this stuff goes and all the stuff that you're working on goes, well, how do you hope to keep track of all of that when you have multiple, essentially the data is coming in multiple places? And, honestly, I don't want to put all my work data on, in some sort of personal, productivity system that's not associated with Outlook because that's where all the stuff is. And likewise, I don't want to put all my personal stuff into Outlook because, well, that's none of the company's business, the other stuff that I'm doing outside of work. So what do we do, right? I mean, this is a challenge, how do you manage a to-do list or, the multiple to-do lists and do all of that when you have essentially multiple places to put the data or the data comes in? And I guess you still need to have, regardless of that, and maybe I'm overthinking it, and a trusted system just means a place to put the stuff and a place to that you trust and a place to evaluate it or making the time to evaluate it. Maybe that's all it is, right? And I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll send Merlin Mann a question, an email or something. Not that I expect him to answer it, but, maybe it might be an interesting concept for a follow-up podcast for him. But I think the challenge of personal productivity that I struggle with is, keeping all of these systems, keeping the trusted systems straight, and especially when you have multiple of them, you can't easily consolidate the data. So I don't know. That's my thought for now. And maybe I will, over time, come up with other thoughts. I believe me, I drive in the car and I have lots of rants about various things. So if you like this and you want to hear more, go ahead and leave some feedback on SoundCloud or send send me a tweet at Phoneboy on send me a message on ADN as Phoneboy. I'm also on Google+ and various other assorted services. I'm sure you can find me. But anyway, this is Phoneboy signing off for now.